Good morning. We continue with Chayyim Hilchos Shabbos, Klal Gimel, learning Siman Chaf. So the Chayyim introduced his last one of his criteria, that the Jew cannot benefit from the availability of the non-Jew for work. So a scenario where the non-Jew was hired for constant, all jobs needed, and that's constant, so that's, of course, the Jew is benefiting from the availability. When the non-Jew works at Shabbos, he's available for the next task on Sunday. In a scenario where he's hired for one specific type of work, but that work is, there's a steady flow of that type of need for that work, type of work, we said that's problematic as well. What about a scenario where he's hired for one specific type of work, and that is needed occasionally, it's not constantly, but it's a possibility that something will come up on Sunday and he'll be needed. Say if the non-Jew completes the previous task on Shabbos, he's available on Sunday for the next task. If he doesn't complete it on Shabbos, he won't be available for the next task. But the next task is not definitely going to happen on Sunday. So we have this dichotomy where you have the benefit of having him available in case he's needed, but it's not going to be definite that he's going to be needed. So that's where the machlokes of the Rambam and the Ravid exists. In that situation where he's benefiting, that having the availability is worth something to the Jew. It's nice to have the non-Jew available just in case you need it. So that's also a benefit that the Jew is getting. On the other hand, it's not clear that he actually is going to practically benefit from that, because maybe he has nothing to give the non-Jew on Sunday. So what's the luck of that case? So that's what the Rambam and the Ravid. Chayyim says it inside. It's not working constantly. Rak the melacha miuchedis. He's hired for a specific type of work, and when the Jew has that work for him, he works, and otherwise he doesn't do anything. So he's not being shifted into different other responsibilities. Either sometimes he works, sometimes he doesn't. But he's on staff, not on staff. He's a kablam to be available as needed. So in that situation, the Rambam mutter l'hanicho lasis hamalacha al pi ofanim hamavurim li'el. According to the Rambam, that case is going to be mutter for the Jew to allow the non-Jew to do the work, assuming he's meeting the other criteria which you mentioned before. L'raiv also, that case is also. Now remember we pointed out that this iser is not marasayin. This iser is not that the Jew was mitzvah him to do it. This there is because since we can draw a connection to the malacha and the benefit of the Jew, we look at this as if the Jew has required the malacha to be done, which makes it usur. Even if the Jew did not give any directive as such. So if that the problem is that we draw this line between the Jew and the non-Jew, if we can maybe distance the connection between the Jew and the non-Jew by the work being given to the non-Jew earlier in the week, so to come Shabbos, we don't see an obvious connection, maybe it's going to be mutter, or at least in this machlokes where we have between the Rambam and the Ravid, we should be argue that and be makel. So Chayyim says, Valkaponim, even though the record of the Ravid is usur, and therefore it's going to be problematic, but even so, in a scenario where he's giving him the malacha earlier in the week, not on Erev Shabbos, but on Wednesday or Thursday. So since he's giving it to him earlier in the week, the scenario of the Ravid and the close to the Rambam of the Ravid, the Chayyim says one can be Mekel, means one should be Macher for the Ravid, except in a scenario where he gives it earlier in the week that he'll be Mekel against the Ravid. The case where the non-Jew is working constantly and there's a clear benefit, even giving it to him earlier in the week is not going to be permitted. But in a scenario where it's this type of scenario where it's iffy whether he's going to be needed, just the whole advantage is the availability, but not actual usage. So he's makel in a case where it's given earlier in the week. The Chayyim will move on to the issues of what a case where a Jew and a non-Jew have a business b'shutfis, which is a very relevant issue to many people. And we'll talk about the Bes Hashem in the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.